USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. It's another day of crippling ice in the Mid-South in East Memphis, Arkansas. Correspondent God Van Angus is barely able to stand up because of the sheet of ice on the ground.
Almost everyone I've spoken to today, yesterday, that said they went on the road at some point during the storm because they had to get to a place, say they saw a vehicle spin out of control or run into a patch of ice.
And airline passengers are again running into problems. FlightAware counts about 550 flights into or out of Dallas-Fort Worth International canceled or delayed. It's a different kind of cold facing Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. The Minnesota Democrats facing expulsion from the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
It's not a public policy debate. It's not about accountability. It's about political revenge.
The opinion of House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's about anti-Semitic comments that Omar made about 4 years ago. President Biden's talking cooperation.
We can come together to do big things for the country. We can join hands and get things done.
At this morning's National Prayer Breakfast, Biden said if we try, we can find more things that unite us than divide us. Republican attorneys general in 20 states are warning the big drugstore chains CVS and Walgreens do not mail abortion pills to customers in their states. Both chains recently applied to the FDA to fill prescriptions for those pills in states where they're legal. Labor Department says new claims for unemployment insurance dropped last week, but the HR firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says job cuts last week hit the highest number in nearly 2.5 years. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft says he would love to sign Tom Brady to a one-day contract so he can retire as a Patriot, where he spent 20 years. Brady announced his retirement yesterday. This is USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Two recent mass shootings in California have prompted some state lawmakers to try to strengthen the Golden State's concealed carry laws. One law would set a minimum age of 21 to get a permit. Another group is calling on President Biden to come up with a plan to stop gun violence, especially when it involves assault weapons.
I agree with the rights of people to own guns and firearms. However, assault weapons, those things, they don't have a purpose in our society.
That's Kathy Taylor, who heads the group called Journey Forward, which helps gun violence victims. It's among more than 100 groups calling on the president to come up with a plan by next week's State of the Union address. You've heard a lot about how the world's bee population has suffered in recent years. One reason, they're losing access to natural wildflowers when we develop bare land and replace much of it with lawns.
A lot of people like to have a really clean, manicured yard that's just pure grass, but what you're effectively doing then is creating a food desert for the bees.
That's Kyle Grubbs with the USDA's Bee Lab outside Washington, D.C. But research geneticist Karen Harris-Schultz says lawns don't have to be all that bad for bees. Just depends how often you mow.
About a 14-day interval is enough to produce the flowers. So if they're mowing every 14 days, that should be okay. And, of course, mowing once a month is probably even better.
Mowing less often allows your grass to flower, which gives the bees something to harvest. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.